You've heard the word, Bitcoin. Maybe you've nodded along when someone brought it up, or quietly changed the subject because it felt like trying to sign up for calculus when you barely survived algebra. I get it, but here's what nobody tells you. The basics are actually simple. Genuinely, surprisingly simple. And by the time we're done here, you're going to have that aha moment that most people never get. Let's start with where the money lives. In Bitcoin, there are no bank accounts with your name on them. Instead, there are addresses, long strings of letters and numbers. Think of each one like a public bank account. Completely, totally public. Anyone in the world can look up any address right now and see exactly how much is in it. Every address, every balance, wide open. But no name is attached. Just a string of characters. That address could be yours, and no one has to know it's yours unless you choose to tell them. Here's the key thing. Anyone can send money into your address. You don't need to approve it. But to send money out? You need your private key. Your wallet holds this for you. Think of it like your ATM card and PIN. Send money in. No permission needed. Send money out? Only you can do it. Now let's say a few people want to move some Bitcoin around. That's called a transaction. And a transaction is elegant in its simplicity. Take funds from one or more input addresses and send them to one or more output addresses. That's the whole idea. Look at transaction number one on the screen. $93 worth of Bitcoin sits in address BSADDR1018. The owner wants to send it to BADDR3172. One input, one output. Like writing a check. Take from here, deposit there. Transaction 2 is a little more interesting. Two different addresses combine their funds and send it all to one destination. Like using two gift cards at the same checkout. And transaction 4 shows just how flexible this gets. Three input addresses pooling together, splitting into two different outputs, different amounts going to different places, all in one transaction. In every case, the math balances. What goes in comes out. These transactions are now sitting in a waiting room, pending, not yet written into history. They're waiting for the miners. Miners are the computers and the people who run them, who confirm those transactions and lock them permanently into Bitcoin's record. Here's how it works. A miner grabs a bunch of pending transactions and bundles them into what's called a block. Now they need to find a magic key for that specific block, a number called a nonce. They run billions of guesses through a mathematical function called SAA256, checking each time whether their answer qualifies. There's no shortcut, no pattern to reverse engineer, just pure brute force, billions of attempts per second. Miners all over the world are doing this simultaneously, racing each other. The first one to find a nonce that works broadcasts the answer to the network. Every other miner verifies it. This takes milliseconds, and if it's valid, the block gets permanently added to the chain. The winner collects 3.125 Bitcoin as a reward. That's how new Bitcoin is created and put into circulation. Plus, they keep a small fee from every transaction in the block. That's the incentive. That's why they spend all that electricity. And because finding the key is so brutally difficult, and because every block is built on top of the one before it, you can't go back and fake old transactions. The chain makes the history permanent. So let's pull it all together. Money lives in addresses. Public to see, protected to spend. Transactions move money from input addresses to output addresses. Transparent math, no secrets. And miners bundle those transactions into blocks, race to find the magic key, lock that block into the chain, and earn their reward. That's the blockchain. That's Bitcoin. You don't need to know any of this to use it, just like you don't need to understand TCP/IP to browse the internet or know how a combustion engine works to drive a car. But now you do understand it, and most people never will. Welcome to the club.